Hello.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Marcos.
Mr. Collins?
Yes. How are you doing today, sir? My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions. Opinion Research.
Okay, what is this research?
Yes. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Do you happen to know in what state are you registered to vote? If you're registered to vote in Arizona, California,
Michigan.
Georgia,
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yep.
And how likely are you to vote in the coming elections? Do you happen to know if you are certain that you will vote?
Yes, I'm gonna be. I
Almost.
already voted.
You already voted?
Yep.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
72.
Yeah, okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say the most important issue facing the country right now is in an open-minded answer? I'm gonna go ahead and I note it down.
What's the worst problems actually that we're facing right now?
Yes, what's the most important issue that the country is facing right now? What's the like you stated, what's the worst
In my state, I don't know. I'm happy with all the way things going in my state. I don't think nothing's wrong. I think the only problem that we have right now in this country is that, keeping Trump off of office, that's the most important thing. Because I think it will go to shit once that he becomes president. That's just point blank view. That's just, that's the fact, just looking at it. But other than that, I'm actually doing better now than what I did, 5, 6 years ago.
Okay.
You
And
know, I
now I
probably
think
go
yes,
ahead.
sir.
I said I probably make about 20,000 more a year now in the last 3 years, per
Wow.
year more. So yeah, to me, I don't really have a problem with it. To me, it's fine. I'm actually doing better now than what I did before.
Understood. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald
Yes.
Trump? Or like many other people, did you skip that one?
Biden.
And thinking again about this November election, if you mentioned that you have already voted, but
Yep.
did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, the Green
I voted
Party?
Democrat, but I didn't vote Trump. I know that.
And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden.
100%.
What about Donald Trump?
0%.
Okay, and thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district for Congress?
Be Democrat in my district. Everything for me would be Democrat. There was nothing, I used to be Republican, but now after President Trump was in office, now I changed.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden or the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? I'm gonna read you some statements. You trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more. You trust Joe Biden and the Democratic somewhat more. Or do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more? Or do you trust Trump and the Republican Party much more?
You saw the Democrat Party much more. I'm not nothing for Republican Party anymore. Nothing.
Okay.
I left Republican Party completely.
Okay. Please indicate whether you feel strongly, whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. I'm gonna go ahead and I'll read you a few statements. Okay, sir? Okay, the
Okay.
first statement reads, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'll read you another statement. It reads, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree,
strongly agree.
Okay. The next statement reads, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree,
strongly agree.
The next statement reads, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The statement reads, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
But the next statement reads, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. Hey, I have to actually let you go because I'm talking to you while I'm at work. So,
may I please return the call to you at a later time?
After 5 o'clock would be fine.
After 5 o'clock, okay, I'm going to go ahead and note you down so we can continue the survey where we left off, okay, sir?
Yep, thank you.
Have a wonderful day at work.
5 o'clock. Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.